Perek Beis Mishnah Beis until Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. In the previous mission, we mentioned all the things which, if you find them, you can keep them. And that's anything which fulfills the two conditions, which are, firstly, that it can't have a simon on it. There can't be anything on the thing that you find which would allow the owner to easily identify it as being his. And number two, it's got to be something which the owner would realize very shortly after he's lost or dropped it, that he's lost or dropped it. And therefore, we can assume that he's already had yish, he's already given up hope of getting them back when you find them. This mission tells us, ve'elu chayav lahachriz. These are the things which, if you find them, you have to announce publicly so that someone can come and say, I recognize a simon on there, I can identify that item. And if he tells you something about it without seeing it, which is clearly an identification of that thing being his, then you must give it to him. Motzah appears back clear if you find produce in a utensil. Not just scattered around, but in a utensil. So the utensil, the dish or something, serves as a simon, a kli kamosho, or even if it's an empty utensil without anything inside it, if it's got a simon on it, then that's good enough. Mois bakis, if you find money in a pouch, the pouch can have a simon on it, or even a kis kamoshahu, even if the pouch has nothing inside it, the pouch has something, has a simon on it, and therefore you would announce the pouch and return that. Tziburi peiros, if you find a pile, an organized pile of produce, or tziburi mois, an organized pile of money, it's clearly placed in a particular way, and the owner can use that as a simon. Shlosh matbeis zagavzeh, if someone finds three coins placed one above the other, again, that's clearly placed down. It wasn't dropped or anything. And therefore, if you announce that you found money and that person would tell you the simon, how it was placed, that's good enough and you would have to return it to him. If you find small bundles, but this time it's not in a public domain like in the previous Mishnah, but in a private domain. It doesn't literally mean a private domain. It means a non-busy street or pathway. And therefore, the location itself can be a simon. And loaves which were made by a homeowner, meaning they weren't made by a baker, but a private person made them. And whereas a baker, all the bakers would make the loaves the same, if someone personally made them, then they would make it in a different shape or something, and it was clearly recognizable that these were his loaves. The gizid semach lekuchsan besal umon, and sheep shearings which have been bought or taken from a craftsman's house, meaning they're not shearings anymore, they've been worked on, and the worker tied it in a particular fashion in order to recognize that it's yours, and therefore that's definitely a simon. Kadiyayim chadi shemen, jugs of wine, jugs of oil, there could be a special seal on it, which could be a simon, or you could use maybe how full it is, that could be a simon, and therefore hayu chayu lahachriz, all these things, if you find them, you must announce them, and if someone comes and tells you the simon, which is correct, then you must give it to him. Mishnah Gimel, so far we've had two categories. Number one, things you can keep. Number two, things you have to announce. This third mission of the Perek brings a third category, and that is things which you shouldn't even touch. The reason being that it's apparent that the owner left them there on purpose, and he's going to come back and collect them. So anything which you think is in a placed manner, and it's quite clear that it was just placed there, wasn't dropped or anything, something like that, you shouldn't even touch. Even if it has a simon, you shouldn't take it and announce it, because then it's a bigger pain, it's a hassle for the owner to come and collect it from you and look for you, and he doesn't even want you to touch it, he'll come back and get it for himself. So the mission tells us, Motza acha hagofa, if you find something behind a stone or wooden fence, or acha hagoder, or behind a normal fence, which is a bit stronger, gizolos mekushorin, young birds whose wings are tied. Now they're tied with an ordinary knot, so there's no simon on the birds. However, it seems apparent that they were placed there. Or if they're on little pathways in the fields, the halacha is you can't touch them. Leave them there because the owner may have just placed them there. And since they have no simon, you can't announce them. But you can't keep them because they might have been placed there. Now, by the way, the reason why the location is not a simon in this case is because we're talking about birds which, even though their wings are tied, they can still hop slightly. And therefore, it's possible that they've moved a bit. And therefore, the location is not a simon. Next, motza klibu ashba. If you find a utensil, we're talking about a large utensil, so it's not common for it to just be dropped or forgotten, you find it by ashpa in a rubbish heap, a dustbin. So here we're talking about something which has a simon, or even if it doesn't have a simon, in mechuseh, if it's covered with something, therefore it's a bit protected, it's clear that the owner put something over it in order to protect it until he comes back to collect it, and therefore loyigaba, you can't touch it. And the truth is, if this rubbish heap was a heap which was very commonly emptied, then the owner does not expect to get it back, because it'll just be cleared with all the rubbish, and therefore you can keep it. We're talking about a heap which hasn't been cleared in ages, and the owner does not expect it to be cleared. On the other hand, in meguleh, if you find it in the rubbish heap but it's uncovered, again, since we're talking about something large, which is not, it's not common for it to just drop into the rubbish heap, we assume that the owner put it there and covered it, but it got uncovered, but here you shouldn't just leave it there because it's uncovered, and therefore little machriz, you should rather take it and announce it and try and return it to the owner. Says the Mishnah, Motza bagal uv chosel yoshan. If someone finds something in a pile, a heap of stones, or in a very old wall, even if it's the wall of a house, you can keep it, because since it's a very old wall, the thing could have been placed in there hundreds of years ago, so it could maybe have nothing to do with the current owner of the house. Of course, this would depend on the thing which is hidden there, so clearly having been hidden there for a long time. On the other hand, if you find the thing in a new wall, so we're talking about a case where there's only really been one owner of this house, maybe his father owned the house, but one family, and therefore it doesn't necessarily belong to anyone. If you find it, you can't necessarily keep it. So mechetz v'lachutz, if you find the thing hidden from the halfway point in the wall outwards into a public area, then you assume that someone from the public put it in there. And again, we're talking about something which is clear that it's been there for a while, and therefore you can assume that the person who put it there has had ye, or she's given up hope of getting it back. And therefore, shaloi, you can keep it. It belongs to you. However, mechetz v'lifnim, if it's found on the inside half, on the inner half of the wall, on the side of the house, then shalabala bayis, it belongs to the owner of the house, because since it's a relatively new wall, we assume that he put it there. Now the Gemara explains, we're only talking about something which there's no other way of determining from which side it was placed. But if it's something like, for example, a knife, if you put a knife into the wall, you're going to put the blade into the wall in that direction. And therefore, even if it's on the other side, the other half of the wall, you still assume that it came from the side where the non-blade part is. Now, even in this case, if the owner of the house would rent the house out, and a couple of people have already passed through the house and lived there for a while, then even if you find something inside the house, let's say you're renting the house now, and you find that there's something in the house, you can keep it, because there's no way of knowing who it came from, and therefore each person would have given up hope of getting it back, and so you can keep it. Mishnah Dalet, Motzav Chanos, if you find something in a shop, then Hayei Shalo, you can keep that thing, because loads of people come through the shop, and therefore once the person realizes that he's lost the thing, he'll definitely give up hope of getting it back, because so many people pass through there. According to some, this is even if the thing has a simon on it. Even then, the owner will give up hope because of the vast amounts of people who pass through there. However, if it's between the table, between the counter and the shopkeeper, then it's most probable that it fell from the shopkeeper himself, and therefore Shulchan V'nei, it belongs to the shopkeeper. Similarly, if you find something in front of the money changer would sit in front of a table, behind a table, and if you find something either in front of the table or even on the table, customers would put their coins even on the table, and therefore you can assume it comes from a customer. And since money has no simon and loads of people come there as well, the owner surely gives up hope of getting it, and therefore you can keep it. However, if it's between the stool and the money changer himself, the stool was where the counter, the table was placed on a stool, and the money changer would sit behind there. So if money is found between the shulchani, between the money changer and the table and the stool, we assume it came from him, and therefore that money would belong to the money changer. Halukeach peres mechaveres, someone who buys produce from someone else. And the Gemara explains, we're talking specifically about someone who buys this produce from a merchant. And this merchant has bought these things from other people, who bought it from other people. It came through a few different hands. Ushashilach lechaver peres, or this person sent him produce, be it as it may, umotzal behen mois, if you find money in there, since it's passed through lots of people, hayel shalo, you can keep it, because just because this merchant sent it to you, doesn't mean it belongs to him. In fact, it probably doesn't belong to him, because there are so many other people who have handled it. However, imo yitzruin, even in this case, if the money was tied up in a special way, and therefore there's a simon on it, then notel machris, then you have to announce it, and you have to take it and announce it, and try and return it to the owner, because since there's a simon, the owner has probably not had ye, or she hasn't given up hope of getting it back. Mishnah 8. When the Torah discusses the mitzvah of Hashavas Avedah, of returning a lost item, it says, V'chein ta'aseh l'sim losay, and so you shall do for his garment, V'chein ta'aseh l'chol avedah zochicha, and so you shall do for any lost item of your brother. Meaning, if you find a garment, return it, and if you find anything lost, return it. So the obvious question is, a garment is included in something lost. So why did the Torah single out the garment if it's included in the other category? Afas simlo hoyse b'chal kol eile, even the garment was included in all of these things which are included in the category of a lost article. So lomo yotzas, why was it taken out of that category and mentioned specifically? The answer is lahak shereha, to compare to it, meaning to compare any lost item to a garment, that a lost item should only be returned if it's similar to a garment, meaning lomaloch, to tell you masimam yuchedes, just like a garment is unique in that sheyesh bo simonim v'yesh lo tovim, it has simonim on it, clothes are quite easily identifiable by the owner, and v'yesh lo tovim, it has those who claim it, meaning people want it. And this also means that it wasn't just ownerless, someone obviously made the garment, and therefore it belongs to someone. So too, af kol dovar, anything sheyesh bo simonim v'yesh lo tovim chayav l'hachriz, something which has a simon and this has someone who wants that item, who will claim that item as being his, chayav l'hachriz, you have to announce it. Basically, the fact that the Torah specifies a garment teaches you that in order to return a lost item to the owner, it has to have a simon on it, and the owner shouldn't have given up hope. He actually wants it, because otherwise you can keep it for yourself.